Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. You know, one of the great things about learning about Bible characters is that's how God shows the way he moves on the planet, you know, from Genesis to Revelation. It's always a great story. It's what Jesus did. Jesus told stories. He told parables all the time, you know, explained what God's like, who he is, and who he was, what he was doing here. One of my favorite ones is about Isaac. You know, we got the three founding fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, Abraham, taken out of the Ur of the Chaldees, way down there south, and God told him, I'm going to take you to a land you've never been to. And everywhere you look, I'm going to give it to you. Everywhere you walk, I'm going to give it to you. And he thought, man, that's great. So Abraham went up there and walked over that land, and all of a sudden a drought hit. And he started wondering, I guess I know why nobody lives up here. It's a drought-stricken land. And so he headed off to Egypt, you know, going to go down to Egypt. Maybe it's a little more green down by the river. And so he gets down there and tries to give a wife away, starts lying a lot, and the king has to run him out. Well, drought hit again, and he did a second run down south. He gets run out again. Well, here comes Isaac. Isaac's along, you know, the drought's over. Things are looking pretty good. Well, drought hits again. I tell people, you know, every time God tries to give you something, there's going to be opposition. Christians sometimes don't understand that. There are things to overcome. You know, use our faith against. You know, we get to do something. It's not a greased banana peel or some ride at a Disney World park. It's just you have to use your faith. So Isaac, he's heading off just like his dad did twice. He's heading off down to Egypt. And God grabs him, and he's going down what we call the Gaza Strip today. And he asks, where are you going? He said, I'm going down to Egypt. He said, no. He said, you stay here. I will bless you right here. Well, God, there's a drought. There's not much going on here. He said, no, I will bless you where you are. So the Bible says in Genesis 26, Isaac stayed. And so when he stayed, he said, well, if I got to stay here, he remembered that his father had dug wells on his trip down to Egypt twice. He said, well, I'll find one of my father's old wells. I'll dig it up. And so that's exactly what he did. So all of a sudden, a year later, the Bible says that Isaac's crops increased 100-fold. His cattle increased 100-fold. His sheep increased 100-fold. He was a filthy, stinking rich man in a drought-stricken land. And so the Bible says that the king of the Philistines came up, Abimelech, says, hey, you got to move. And he said, what? You got to move. You're making us look bad. We don't want you here. You know, can you imagine living in a neighborhood and your house is the nicest house in the neighborhood? And you keep your lawn mowed really nice and the house is painted and everything looks good, the shrubberies. All of a sudden, your neighbors show up one day and they're knocking on your door. And you say, can I help you? And they said, we need you to move. Well, is there a problem? Yes, we don't like you living here. Well, I keep my house real nice, keep it painted, keep the grass mowed. That's just it. You look too good. You're making the rest of us look bad. And so Abimelech told him he needed to leave. And so the Bible says he packed up, believe it or not, and he headed down south. He's going to find him another place. So he goes for a while, and he pitches camp and, you know, gets up his tent. And so he's got to get water because he's a cattle guy, got all the sheep, so he digs another well. And I like this. It says, after Abimelech ordered to leave the land, said in verse 18 of Genesis chapter 26, said he reopened the wells that his father had dug, which the Philistines had filled up with dirt after they left. So Isaac's servants dug in the Gerar Valley and discovered the fresh well of water. But when the shepherds saw what they did, they said, no, this is our water. Well, there wasn't any water. It was dry. They dug it up. Said, this is our water. You can't have this. And the fight broke out. And so Isaac, listen, we're trying to leave in peace with everybody. So we'll pack up and we'll move. So he moved bound down the Gaza Strip, found another place, put up a tent. The Bible says he dug another well, and he gave them all of them a name. He dug another well, so because hopefully there won't be a dispute over this. And so that name he named that well actually means the word hostility. So he dug another well, and all of a sudden, a few days, the local guys came, filled his well up with dirt again. He said, what's going on? So they packed up, and they moved down again. So they repeat the process. So he's going all the way down the Gaza Strip, digging wells. The Philistines are filling it up with dirt in the middle of the night. He says, man, what are we doing? So he finally gets to a place, and he digs a well, and nobody messes with it. So he digs a well and begins to worship God. And he begins to thank God. He says, God, you're a good God. I'll worship you and thank you. And God begins to speak to Isaac. He said, I am the Lord your God. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you wherever you go. And you try to imagine what Isaac's thinking. He said, really? Really? He said, yes, I am the Lord your God. Well, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And so if you notice something, they've been filling up my wells with dirt. If you've never left me, how come they keep filling up my wells with dirt? And that's as God said, well, you dug another one, didn't you? And Isaac's thing, he said, well, yeah, but they filled that one up with dirt. And God said, well, you dug another one, didn't you? He said, yeah, but they filled that up with dirt. And it took Isaac a few times to understand. God said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. I didn't say you would be with, there would be no opposition. There's always opposition in life. Your job is to overcome, be an overcomer, more than a conqueror. You know, you're to do the extra thing. And so the Bible says, you know, Isaac, well, I guess so. And so he just began to worship God. Well, the next morning, King Abimelech had run him out of the country, and his general from his army showed up. And so the Bible says Isaac goes outside his tent and says, why are you here? I know you don't like me. You ran me out of the country. And they said, well, we're here to do a treaty with you. He said, a what? Yeah, we want to make a treaty with you. We want you to promise us that you'll never hurt us. Now, you can look it up in any translation. I studied the New Living Translation a lot, and I studied the King James. But if you'll read, they said, we want to do a covenant. You promise you won't hurt us. I'm not hurt you. I've been running from you for the last several weeks. He said, but we see something. God is with you. We've heard the stories. Every time we ran you off, you dug another well. We filled that up, and you dug another well. And we filled that up, and you dug another. Obviously, the great creator God is with you. We want you to promise you won't hurt us. So Isaac, okay. So he killed a fatted calf, and they had a little sacrifice. And they did the thing that had the meal, and he promised, I promise I will never hurt you. And I said, okay, we can leave now. Now, can you believe this? The king of a country that had run him out, along with his general, showed up at his tent and begged him, promise you will not hurt us. I don't have an army. I'm a cattle guy. I'm a sheep guy. I'm digging wells in the desert. But yeah, but we know God's hand is with you. And I'll tell you, people, God will see it. I mean, he'll show up, and he'll show off. Your neighbors, the people at work, they'll begin to wonder, man, you're just lucky, aren't you? And I said, well, there's no such thing as luck. It's God, the devil, heaven, hell. We're in between like an Oreo cookie. There's no bad luck. There's no good luck. There's God and the devil, and we're in between. That's why the Bible says, choose this day who you're going to serve. I think today I'll choose to serve God. Well, if you do that, God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He didn't say opposition wouldn't come. Opposition's there all the time, even there in Jesus' day. There's opposition, but you'll be more than a conqueror. And God will make you successful in everything you set your hand to. So just kind of keep your chin up and realize something. Well, what's wrong? Maybe I'm not supposed to do this. And I've had some people, I remember, you know, because I've traveled for years and I worked as an engineer before that. And you'd hear people tell stories. Well, I said, I thought you guys were going to build this building. He said, well, we were, but it wasn't God. Why wouldn't God? Well, we tried. It just didn't work. And I know only Christians are the people that will try something one time, and if it doesn't work, they just assume it wasn't God's will. No, it is God's will. You just got to do it again. You know, you got to hit it a second time and a third time. The hand of the diligent bears rule. The thoughts of the diligent only think about plenteousness. The soul of the diligent is made fat. You got to do something more than once sometimes. I mean, I collected biographies for famous Americans for years from high school students. And I gather names of people who had to overcome great obstacles. And that's how they became famous. They went bankrupt or they got fired or they got kicked out of something. But they kept trying. They got back up. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. We're known as getting back up people. And Isaac digging another well and digging another well and digging another well until finally he was blessed. He was so blessed the heathen king came, please promise you won't hurt us. I'm not hurting you. I've been running from you. Yeah, but we noticed something. God's with you. Guys, God's with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So take heart today. It's going to be a great day, I promise you. God bless. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.